Upper Mendi is listed as one of the districts in Papua New Guinea most affected by the frosts and drought, brought on by the strongest El Niño event to hit the country in almost two decades. However, assessors who visited the area say they were unable to check the extent of the damage due to fighting between two tribes, the Marup and the Perup. Matthew Kanua from the Uniting Church's drought assessment team says he and his colleagues would have been in danger if they had gone into the Upper Mendi area.
Traditionally, you know, I mean, you have a fight with your enemy and anybody else who is not your enemy, you just let them go. But in this situation, during a drought and a shortage of food, you would imagine that everybody would be looking for an opportunity to try and grab something. So we thought we wouldn't take the risk.
However, Reverend Bishop Wesis Porup from the Uniting Church has been to Upper Mendi in the last week and says the fighting has now ended, but the damage has been extensive.
All the houses are burnt, trees are chopped. I was there about 2 weeks ago, and when the fight actually started, I was physically there. So they had to remove some of the trees that that actually blocked the roads. And I had passed through. I witnessed nearly all the houses are burnt.
While no lives were lost, Reverend Bishop Porup says the Marup people are now homeless and in need of urgent help. He says this could pose a problem, considering the already slow movement of relief supplies into the region.
Apart from food rations, they might need, you know, tents, or they might need some nails and some, you know, roofing answers and building materials, especially tents, wherever they have resettled. They would also need food because the drought is going on. At the same time, they are also displaced because of that fight, and the relief supplies that has been brought in or that the government is thinking of giving out at the moment, especially places like Upper Mendi and that area, would not be enough. Definitely would not be enough.
Another religious leader in Mendi, Bishop Donald Lippitt of the Catholic Church, says drought relief in the Southern Highlands as a whole has been inadequate, and he doubts assessment teams sent by the government did a thorough job.
The disaster relief team that called me on a national holiday and said that they were driving through from Wabag through the Conduct Road, didn't announce that they were coming. They made no appointment, and I said, you know, we have some very serious places that need, you know, that need your attention. For example, I gave them the example of water supply, and they said, oh, we saw water lies. We drove by, you know, from Fundep. So they really didn't, you know, if they saw anything, it wasn't with our assistance, and it wasn't very well planned or very well executed, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Bishop Don says it's time the Papua New Guinea government called on the international community for help, and he says they must redouble their efforts in the highlands.
I would certainly make that plea to our government leaders, our local members in these areas, especially those that are most affected, to not turn their backs on people who are suffering because of this drought and these frosts, and that look like they may not let up, you know, for several more months. And people are hungry now.
Is that the feeling that you get, that the officials have turned their backs on people in the highlands?
Well, I mean, I don't see anything happening. I don't see relief coming. I don't see people coming to assess the situation and give help where it's needed. So I don't know what else I can conclude.